The following audio is from Sand Hills Community Church. More information about Sand Hills Community Church is available at www.sandhillschurch.org.
All right. Well, good morning. This is a unique day for us, that it is our kind of our senior weekend, but Student Sunday. This started Friday night where we invited students that are graduating and their families, their parents, to a celebration Friday night where we celebrated what has happened in the past, but then separated the two groups to talk about what's coming in the future. For parents, it's a transition. Like, it's a big transition, right? Being a parent when you have a kid, such as your first one, that you have spent 936 weeks with, caring for, and now they're getting ready to leave. Most of them going to college, maybe military, maybe going to Midlands Tech, staying home. What do I do with someone who's trying to be an adult but still depends on my money? And then you have the other side, the students are trying to figure out how to be adults. How do I make decisions? What kind of a relationship do I have with my parents? Because, you know, most of them just like, they want to be fully independent, but only when they need money come back. And so we are trying to help navigate families through that transition because it is a big one. And it is one that brings lots of different feelings of a bunch of different people, right? The feelings that parents feel, you know, maybe some of the dads or most of the dads are like, get out of here, you know. And then mom, who's the nurturing one, is crying, you know, and like, you know, they may be tears of joy. I don't know, but they're tears of worry. And the students are like, what's the big deal? Because they are becoming an adult and they are looking forward. Parents tend to look backwards. But we're going to talk about what the church needs to be for seniors. And so if you're a senior, I would ask that you would stand up. Now, you don't have to be in our ministry. You don't have to be necessarily somebody who's coming every Sunday night or whatever. But if you just are here and you're a senior, you're graduating, stand up. Stand up for me. And all the worship team, there were seniors, are out in the back, right? So Malcolm, go grab the band, please. There you go. Yeah. So half the band are all seniors. So... okay, stay stand. This is the most uncomfortable. I'm gonna make y'all stand the whole time. Okay, so we can, you know, but stand for a moment because here's the deal. Today is about everything that happened in the past, and it's also about everything that's happening in the future. Y'all come into the aisle. Come in. Like, people got to see you. Come up. There you go. There you go. Excellent. There you go. Awesome. Excellent. All right. So I am going to be speaking to the seniors. But I'm challenging the church today. All right, so I'm not trying to do this weird thing where everybody's involved, okay? And y'all keep standing. No, okay, you can sit now. You can sit now. Thank you. Thank you. All right, so on one hand, the senior is looking forward going, I can't wait. I mean, you think about your life when you were graduating high school. I can't wait to what's next. Man, I get to move out of the house. If you're lucky, you get to go to a dorm or you're going to move into a house with some other people. A dorm. Like, who went to college here, went into a dorm? Anybody? All right, now look, you know, they have these things called suites. And like when I went to college, it was like two people in one little room with a hallway bathroom that you shared with everybody. And the laundry facility was down in the basement and you actually had to pay for it with quarters. Now you get a suite, like you get your own room. You share a bathroom with like one person. And in some places, you don't have to pay for laundry. Yeah, it's crazy. So it's a little different now. It's like, so when they talk about, I'm a little scared, you'd be like, you got luxury. I'll go in your place. So there is this whole, yes, they're looking forward. But at the same time, there is a conflict inside, right? Because they're looking forward, but there's a little bit of, man, what's going to happen? I mean, they may not have really thought about it much, but when you were getting ready to leave and go off to college, did you ever go through your house going like, am I ever going to live here again? Like, that's my room, but Like, if you're the first one leaving and there's siblings behind you, is that going to be your room when you come back? Probably not. Right? I mean, like, somebody's going to take it over. And then am I going to succeed? Am I going to make it? All the pressure of, man, mom and dad are paying for this. I better not mess up. And so there's a lot of tension. And then what about this one? I have all these friends. And we may be going all different places. Years of friendships that I've poured into, shared my life with. Now, we're going different ways. So our seniors are having mixed emotions. They're looking forward and feeling the tension of what's happening presently and what's been poured into them over the past. So, church, I want to thank you for all that you've done to pour into these seniors. I don't know if you realize or not, some of these seniors have been here since elementary school or even younger. Some of these seniors have grown up in this church. That's crazy to think about. So, like, when you were wiping their diaper, okay, all right. So anyway, when you were in the nursery and then in preschool, and if you're a small group leader in elementary school or a storyteller or a greeter, if you're a small group leader in middle school where you help them to understand faith and actually to own their faith, and then a high school leader who helped these students walk through really tough times, to help them see what they didn't see. Church, we did that to help mom and dad. We took on some responsibility to help these kids love Jesus. Did you know that about 50% of kids who grow up in the church leave the church when they go to college and beyond? Now, I'm not happy with that. I don't think you like that idea. So the challenge is going to come as I break this down, churches, that when they graduate, this isn't the finish line. This isn't the end. This isn't like, hey, we got them to graduation, woohoo! No. No, there's still work to do. It looks different, but there's still work to do because whether they want to admit it or not, they need us. Students feel abandoned by the church when they usually leave their home church and go somewhere else because they have all these relationships. They don't even know how to enter into a new church or build relationships. They go to college and they're looking for groups to fit into, and the bigger the college, the harder it is. And you know what happens when you go looking for people at college? You find some real weird people, and you find not righteous people. And so I'm going to enlist you here shortly to do something to help our seniors break that statistical barrier of 50%. And they would live out their faith and learn how to struggle in their faith, and that faith becomes stronger than it ever has before. So if you pray with me, we're going to look at some stuff that Paul and Timothy, this relationship in the Bible, that gives us some insight on how we, as a church, can interact with our seniors as they go forward, but even how we, as a church, can interact with all students, all ages. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd be with us today, that, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts, that you would move us to action, that we would celebrate the accomplishments, but we would build for the future. It's such a blessing to have these seniors and our students leading us in worship. And I pray that you would just help us to celebrate and to connect and to be changed. And I pray this in Jesus' name, amen. So the Apostle Paul went to a town called Lystra, where Timothy lived. And while he was there, he met Timothy And Timothy, his mother was Jewish, father was Greek. We don't know much about his dad. But mom was a believer. And there was a time where Timothy had this really good reputation of being an upstanding kid. And then Paul said, you know what? You want to come follow me? He invited him in and said, you want to learn about Jesus? You want to help others know about Jesus? And Timothy's like, yes. Well, there's one thing, because, you know, we're going to minister to Jews. And so in order for that to happen, you're going to need to do something, because you have a Greek dad. So you weren't circumcised. And he's a teenager. He says, so you're going to have to get circumcised as a teenager. Exciting. Woohoo! Now, if you don't know what that is, talk to your parents. They'll figure it out. They'll help you. But here's the deal. This is commitment. Like, this is like, whoa. He's in. Sacrificing for the gospel, this relationship, but willing to change and grow and be teachable to do what was necessary. You know, most of our kids and our students here, they are that way. They're willing to grow and sacrifice. You saw it on the videos. Man, they're hungry for something significant to live for. And so Paul gave Timothy that. And so we're going to look at some passages, and we're going to look at some themes in this relationship to help us understand what we can do with our seniors and also with other students and children that are in our lives. So number one, first one is, Timothy knew Paul was behind him. All right, so Timothy knew Paul was behind him. And how do we know that? Is that there are, because since Paul wrote a lot of the New Testament, here's what we have, several passages. And there's not any passages up here, and there's a lot of passages. I'm bouncing around, so you're just going to have to hang with me. And so in Philippians chapter 2, verse 22, it says this, but you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel. And then in Corinth, in his first letter to Corinth, the Corinthians, for this reason I have sent you Timothy, my son, whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. And then in one of his letters to Timothy directly, to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul uses the term son 19 times, referring to Timothy. So he had this connection with Timothy. It was beyond just friendship. And I think it's a call for us as a church. If we're an adult and someone is willing to follow Jesus as a child or as a student, as another adult, the idea isn't friendship. The idea is family, connection, deep relationship. And so Timothy knew Paul was behind him. But here's our challenge. Seniors, this is what I want you to know. We are going to be behind you. So I have this little luggage thing here. This is a carry-on bag for those who fly or, you know, have tried to deal with airlines. But here's the reality. Some of our kids, if not most of them, are going to go off to college somewhere, maybe even military, and they're going to pack, right? They're packing to go somewhere. Question is, what have they packed? What have we given them to take with them? And so what we have done for those who have been involved in our student ministry, we have a couple of things. Oh, it's in this pocket. Here we go. Uh-huh. All right. So this is a piece of paper, couple pieces of paper. And, you know, paper alone doesn't have much value. But what's on this paper are the lists of the students that were in small group together. 12th grade small groups. These kids have lived life together. You heard their stories about Encounter God and Wise Up Weekend and coming to group and learning and sharing and being open and having a safe place to be real. These students found that place. Much like Timothy found a place where real relationship occurred. Paul gave that to Timothy. And he was behind Timothy, almost like just blowing life. Like if Timothy was almost like a sailboat, wind to his back, just giving him life. I am with you. I love you. You're my son. I'm proud of you. Well, what we're giving students as they graduate, adult leaders that have been with them for years, other friends and peers that have been with them and shared experiences that will be with them, I think, I believe, no matter where they go, because these have been real, authentic, and deep relationships. And there's a little saying that I wrote down here. It says, when you know someone is behind you, you can do anything. You can face anything, and you can get through almost anything. So as our seniors are graduating and we're launching them into the world, church, I want to ask you, are you going to be behind them? We are creating a structure where you're going to be able to do that. We are going to be launching a thing called the Senior Launch, the Senior Project Launch. Well, I'll get it right in a second. Senior Launch Project. There we go. Get it right. And in just a minute, I'm going to get you to pull out your phones. I'm going to show you where it's at to give you an opportunity to be behind them. Second thing, Timothy knew Paul was with him. Timothy knew that Paul was with him. In 2 Timothy 1, I thank God, whom I serve, as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience. And this is Paul writing to Timothy. As night and day, I constantly remember you, Timothy, in my prayers, recalling your tears, remembering moments of suffering and struggle with Timothy. I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. Man, Paul's heart is evident of his love and desire to be with Timothy. There's this relational connection. And when Paul is writing this, he's in prison in Rome. And he desires Timothy to know that he is with him, even though they are miles apart. We have several students in the past that have gone on to graduate and go through hard times, and our small group leaders that tracked with them have always been there for them. And I could go on with stories about this. But our seniors, your children at any age, and even us as adults, I think, we need to feel like somebody is with me. Right? Doesn't that give you hope when you know that someone is with you? Not what you do, not what you accomplish, not what you might accomplish, not your potential, not your failings and your shortcomings, but they're just with you because they love you. So our seniors need us to be with them. So Timothy knew that Paul was with him. Seniors, we want you to know that we're with you. And so to kind of illustrate that, man, there's this new thing called a phone, okay? And back in the day when I went to school, we didn't have these things. Anybody? Never mind. All right, so, you know, it was like 30 years. Okay, anyway, sorry. All right, so the phone, students have these things. Most of them, I mean, people in Dominican Republic, they live in a 10 by 10 foot house, and they have, you know, Wi-Fi and phones. It's remarkable. Okay, so, but here's an instrument that we can use to connect, to be with, to love on, to share our hearts with students. Your spouse, your other children, your friends who are going through a hard time. This is a tool that we can use to do that. And many of you have already used this tool for that, right? So right now, seniors, let's see here. This is kind of fun, right? So I'm sending all the seniors a message right now saying Sand Hills is with you. Boom. Okay, good. So I just texted them. And the reality is that text can make a huge difference. Now, with your phone, we have this thing called a Sand Hills app. And on the Sand Hills app, there's a place, like I think it's three bars down, where it says connect with each other. On your app, if you go there, it says connect to each other. You'll see a thing called Senior Launch Project. Now, this is for seniors and for adults. And here's what it is. If you're a senior and you would like encouragement from the church, sign up. Option one, I'm a student. I want encouragement. Boom, sign up. We will get your information where you're going later, but we want you to sign up, okay? And if you're an adult, and we're going to call you the adult sponsor. No, yeah, but that's the reality. If you want to bring some encouragement to students, option number two is to sign up as an adult. And then you're going to sign up. We're going to get your information. And then as the summer goes on and we find out where students are and where they're going, we're going to divide up all you adults. And we're going to send you those contact information of those students. And for the next year, I'm asking you to encourage them. You can encourage them by a text. You can send a little gift card to Starbucks. You could send them pizza to their room. I don't know. We'll give you some ideas throughout the year. But what would it be like for a student who leaves the church, their home church, but the church doesn't let go of them? Who knows, when they hit a hard patch, when they got to make a really bad decision, or they've made a bad decision, maybe you're the person they turn to because you've been loving on them for the last few months. When you were a senior and you went off, would you like three or four people who knew you, would encourage you, gave you a safe place to talk to? Because it's hard to go talk to mom and dad when you make really stupid choices and they hold the purse, right? And they hold the money. It's really hard to go talk to them. But what if we, the church, gave them some people that they could really talk to without judgment, without condemnation, just for love? So I'm challenging you to sign up on that app. We're going to send it out on the church e-newsletter this next week to partner with our seniors, no matter where they go, to be a force of encouragement. Because probably when they need it most, you may be that little voice, that little touch that gives them a little glimmer of hope to keep fighting the fight. Thirdly, third one, there we go. Timothy knew Paul was for him. Now, this is kind of fun because this has a mission component to it. Like Paul just didn't bring Timothy on and just say, I'm for you, go do whatever you want. No, it was specific. Seniors, you're graduating. Students, you're moving toward graduation in college, and you have all these plans. But ultimately, your plan and your goals should be around the gospel. It's not about just what you want. And this is what Paul says to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:8. It says, first, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me as a prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. Well, that's encouraging words. Let me go to college and be ashamed and suffer. Well, think about this for a second. Aren't we all challenged about living out the gospel, either at work, at high school? It's hard to do it at high school. It's going to get way more complicated in college. There's probably more pressures to debunk Christianity on college campuses than anywhere else. And Paul is challenging Timothy, do not be ashamed of the gospel. Seniors, do not be ashamed of the gospel. It's critical for your life to be able to make wise choices, to live a life without regret, is to live gospel-centric. Do not be ashamed of the gospel. And then that other part, join in my suffering. Oh, gosh. Like, we don't like suffering. Like, we're in America. Suffering's not a part of the American dream. but it is. It's part of the gospel. Life is not about me. It's about Jesus. And if you are a believer going off to college, it's not about you. It's about you helping Jesus be known. Parents, it's not whether or not they get a degree. It really isn't. It's whether or not they live for Jesus. And church, our priorities need to be not about success and ranking and first chair in the band and starter over here and scholarship here and da da da. No. Church, it's about our kids living the gospel. We're behind you. Paul was behind you. He was with Timothy, and he was for Timothy. And then he encourages Timothy with this in verse 10, 2 Timothy 1:10. It says, "He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace." Jesus has saved us. He's called us to live a holy life. Holy life being at peace with God, peace with others, and peace with ourselves. The reality that I am right with God, right with others, right with my own self. That I live holy. But he didn't save us because of what we can do. He saves us for his own purpose. So I remember going off to college, and I was on the 10-year plan, which means it took me like 10 years to graduate because I flunked out my first three times. I wasn't ready. Expectations were high. I mean, I graduated high school with a 2.5 GPA. Expectations were high, even though I barely graduated. But that pressure was mounting. I flunked out three times. Question is, if your kid flunks out, what are they coming home to? Are they coming home to condemnation? When I mess up and I sin against God, what do I come to? When I turn back to him, what is his posture toward me? Grace. Look at the big picture. Dude, I have really messed up in my life, but Jesus straightened me out, and through time, he's got me where he wants me. Can you trust Jesus with your children? And we need to encourage our children, our students that are graduating, that it's not about what they want. It's about what Jesus wants for them. Okay? Now, that's a hard one, because what happens is this thing. So click it and forget it. Timothy knew Paul was for him and for his future. And so we are for their future. This is a laundry bag. I mean, they don't need them anymore because they have laundry in their own little suites. You know, they don't have to carry it down to the basement and stuff. But you put soiled clothes in the laundry bag. And then you would take it and you'd put it in a washing machine. Put soap in it, hopefully. Wash it. Dry it, hopefully in time so it doesn't get soiled and smelly. Forget about it down in the basement. And it would come out clean. Seniors need to know that Jesus can make everything right. That no matter what they face, no matter what choices they make that are idiotic, and you're sitting there going like, "I told you 1,000 times not to do that." That should be your inside voice. Because the only way you learned is by mistakes. Will you give the freedom of your children to make mistakes? And will we, church, give God's children an opportunity to make mistakes, to live and to learn by experience. Just like Jesus, when he sent out the disciples to do stuff, they messed up. He came back. He told them what they did wrong. Go back again. Well, we have that same posture of being the place that kids can always come back to. Will this church be the place that they can always come back to, and we will help them find the way to turn to Jesus and make everything right? So in closing, don't be ashamed of the gospel. Live at peace with God and yourself and others. And remember, it's not about you. Because if God's behind you, we're behind you. Because God is with you, we're with you. Because if God is for you, we're for you. This isn't just to seniors, but it should be to every kid that we come in contact with. And it should be about every relationship that is important to us. And so in the middle of the most difficult things that students are going to go through, they need an anchor. Will we be that anchor? The cross and the resurrection of Jesus is behind all of us. Every senior that's graduating, every adult. In the middle of stress and anxiety because you didn't turn that class thing, that assignment in, or you got caught up in a relationship that you shouldn't have got caught up in, or you've connected with friends that you shouldn't have connected with, and in all that stress and anxiety and juggling money, when you run out of money and you have no food, no money to buy food, you always have someone to turn to. And so, seniors, this is not goodbye, and this is not the finish line. This is a time to say hello to the world, and we are behind you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to love you. Help us to embrace our seniors and embrace the reality of truth that this is not the end, that this is just a transition to a new kind of relationship. Praise in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to audio from Sand Hills Community Church. Feel free to share this with others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. For more information, please visit our website at www.sandhillschurch.org.